Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is simplistically advanced. And the earthly realm mirrors the spiritual realm. When we began our ministry, we began the first couple of years asking for wisdom and seeking wisdom and didn't really know exactly what that was when we were asking for the wisdom of God, because I kind of thought at that time it was the kind of thing that make us smarter than everybody else. But the kind of wisdom God's given us, especially over the last 5 years, is heavenly wisdom. But heavenly wisdom that's going to equate to earthly good. Heavenly wisdom that's going to bring the kingdom of God into the earth. And so the Spirit of the Lord has been really teaching and training and helping and equipping us. And we've been into a series of late called the Leaven Effect. Very necessary to understand this part. Turn over to Luke chapter 13. Luke 13 verse 18. What is the kingdom of God like? Spiritual kingdom, but he's going to use some natural things to teach you how this works. He put two parables together, two very small parables that have the exact same functions, that's going to tell you the exact same thing he wants you to know about how this works. He said, it's like the grain of a mustard seed, which a man, which we'll be talking about tonight, took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, what Sharon was saying, Pastor Ono saying, that seed goes into the ground. Little bitty seed. How can a little bitty seed become so mighty and so great? Some of those mustard seed plants can grow up to 15 feet tall from a seed you can barely pinch into your fingers. And it can take over gardens. This is the way the kingdom of God is like, the taking over. Mustard seed, a man cast in his garden. Now mustard seed will grow mightily. We're going to look at some of these things. Then he said, and again, where do we like the kingdom of God? It's like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures, until the whole was leavened. Now understand this, because we've been in this leaven. The three measures had to be received first. But having the three measures is not enough. The three measures are only the components by which God is going to multiply. But those three measures are huge. Say huge. That's faith. That is the word, and that is dunamis power. Once those three measures are intact within, God adds something to them to multiply them, to transform them, to bring them from the word that's working as a grain of a mustard seed to the word of power. Do you know that every time the Lord Jesus, most of the time that he, in some of the greatest miracles he ever did, he never even touched them. He spoke the word. When he raised the dead, every time he raised the dead, he just spoke to them and said, rise. I said, do you rise? Three different times when he raised the dead, I said, do you rise? Paraplegics, he spoke and it happened. That kind of power does not just originate. That power is a process. It goes in one way and goes out another. And this is what I want you to see tonight. What you put in is one thing. What comes out is another. It's the leaven that is the mystery of the kingdom of God. What we receive from heaven, what we keep from heaven, is going to be joined with a force and a power unlike anything we've ever seen. And that leaven's going to cause the transformation of those things. From within, it's going to flow out of us. Amen? Now tonight I want to talk about the seed part, the mustard seed, because I've started learning about the seed this week. And I've learned a lot about it. How it works, I had no idea. So the first thing I want to do, I want to talk to you tonight about how the seed works. Because he said, the mystery of the kingdom of God, if you will understand how this seed works, how this seed becomes a tree, if you understand this in the natural, you understand how my kingdom is going to come into the earth. We're trying to have tree faith. We're trying to have great faith. You don't have to have great faith. Not to begin with. He didn't say, I want you to have small faith. He said, I want you to have faith that operates like the grain of a mustard seed. I want you to understand how that works. I want you to understand how it works. And once you understand how it works, what I'm going to do to it, how I'm going to multiply it, it's going to come out. It's going to go in one way and come out another way. Amen? With that in mind, I'm going to look tonight. I want to look at what we called the process. Once a seed is planted into the earth, it's called seed germination. Say seed germination. Before a seed is ever going to come up out of the ground, it says the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Clearly seen by the things that are made, even his eternal dunamis power. Can't see it, but you can see what was made from it. Trees, oceans, lands, universe, stars, all of that was made from an invisible substance. What is about to come in the body of Christ is made from an invisible substance that's being carried by God's people. You can carry your future, or you can go try to work it out the rest of your life. There's two different ways to approach life. You work out life the hard way, or you learn God's way, the just shall live by faith. When you learn how faith works, listen, there's people that go to church for 50 years and don't learn how faith works. They don't have a clue. They say, I have faith. Faith is a mystery. Until that mystery's understood, we're just going to continue to get the same results. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible. Say impossible. To please God. So tonight we're going to look at what's called seed germination. In seeds, you're going to have ground, soil, good soil. You are that soil. Say, I am dirt. I'm good dirt. I'm good soil. God's going to plant something up inside of me that's much greater than me. It's going to go in one way, but it's coming out another way. You have a choice in this life. Whether God, you're going to plant something, or you're going to allow God to plant something up inside of you. If you allow heaven to plant something inside of you, it's going to come out. And it's going to change the world. So he's going to plant. Call that the seed or the word of God. Mustard seed faith. He said, if you have faith, it works like the grain of a mustard seed. What is that? How does that work? You got to learn faith that receives first. The first thing faith is going to do, it's going to receive. Say receive. We want to walk on faith that works outwardly, but God's got to work faith inwardly first. Faith has to receive something before it's going to come out. It's got to go in. Amen? Ground is not going to produce of itself unless something is planted. It's not going to automatically get planted in you. You're going to have faith to receive the kingdom of God. Receive the promises of God. Receive the desires of your heart. How many of you got some desires? Unfulfilled desires of your heart. You have two ways to approach it. You can work on the rest of your life, or you can learn how God will appropriate that for you. Amen? So faith receives. That seed has to be received. That's why I said that faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Then, if you understand how it works, then you can say unto the mountain. Not before, but after. That has to receive into the garden. Say, I am the garden. We're original gardeners, really. Adam and Eve, they were sent to tend the garden. You are called to tend the garden of the heart, because he put Eden on the inside of you. You have a very, very powerful garden on the inside of you. Amen? What I want to get into tonight is the dynamics of what happens to that seed once it's in the ground. It's pretty amazing, actually. That seed is in a dormant state. When a seed, it's got a hard shell around it. And that shell, it's called a seed coat. It's got a shell around it. It's in a dormant state. When it goes in the ground, it's in a dormant state. Something's got to activate it. When the word of God is sent to you, sown in your heart, it's in a state that's going to change. It's going to go in one way, but it's going to come out another. It's got to be activated, and there are forces that are going to activate that word. It's not sowing into the mind. He's going to sow that word in the heart, but you're going to have all the components for it to work. Amen? That's why it's a mystery. That word goes in a dormant state, but it's not going to remain dormant. The very first thing that that word requires is what? What's the first thing the seed requires? Water. Water is called imbibition. That's actually the name of this process. It's called imbibition. Say imbibition. That's the name they give it. You know what that means? The drinking of water. The seed is going to drink water. The ground is going to soak it up, but that seed is going to drink that water process called imbibition. The drinking of water. Water must be present. It's not enough to just have a promise. If you have a promise without water, it's going nowhere. Just like a seed without water is going to dry up. It's going to stay dormant unless it's watered. Because the water is going to do something to that seed. That seed is designed to drink the water. And without the water, it's not even going to set it into motion. Without the water, it's not going to the next phase. The water is going to activate it. It's first levels. In the imbibition stage, when the water or dunamis creative power, by faith, Sarah received created dunamis power and she conceived. Not only does the word have to be received, but dunamis creative power, this is something your faith has to online receive. You have to get these components going. The creative dunamis power flows. It's not just one watering. Creative dunamis power has to be continued. Just like the word has to be kept, creative dunamis power has to continually be receiving. Say receive. We're always trying to exercise faith outwardly. It's time we exercise inwardly. I'm having a really good time doing this now. Prayer life has changed dramatically. Prayer life is no more I have to go pray. Prayer life is I want to go pray. Because we're working something now. We're cultivating something on the inside. We're cultivating promises. Now we are in the mystery. We're receiving creative dunamis power. What did it say about dunamis? The hidden things from the creation of the world are clearly seen by the things that are made, even his eternal dunamis power. It's invisible. Say the invisible, but it was used in all of creation. Employed in everything you see, dunamis power. What else was there? The word of God. The invisible things. The evidence of the things not seen. God used invisible things. Notice the seed when it falls into the ground. Notice the imagery God was using. When the seed falls into the ground, you don't see anything. You see ground. It's down there, but you can't see it yet. The world may not see it, but it's up inside of you. Now, in the process of imbibition, I-M-B-I-T-I-O-N, imbibition, that seed begins what's called soaking. It soaks that water in, and what it does is softens that outer shell. What happens is that water and the life and the power that's in it starts breaking that shell. Once that shell breaks by the merging of water in the seed, you cannot get harvest without water. Those two must be together. Dunamis creative power and the word must be received and they must run together. Once that place and the breaking of that seed takes place, once that breaking comes forth, that seed begins to shoot out. From within an embryonic state, it starts shooting its image at it. It starts shooting roots and shoots. Now all this is up inside of you. Once that starts breaking, roots start looking. At that point, something else has to be introduced. It's not enough to just have water and a seed. The next phase is huge. Now notice what you have. So far, you have faith that has received into the garden. So your mustard seed faith is working because it's receiving. Everybody's trying to operate in faith outwardly. Learn to receive. Got to get that part down. Because once you get the measures in it, so you have faith, you have the word, and you have dunamis. Or you have the water, the seed, and it's all in the ground. Everything's working so far, right? The water and the word are working together. It's breaking it open. It's ready to go. Now, this is where it gets really, really important. This next phase, What's going to be added? It's going to cause the explosive growth necessary for that seed to multiply itself 100 times over and shoot out and break that ground and press through until that birth or through that release, that breakout. All this is still inside right now. Nothing's broken out of the ground yet. This is what's happening on the inside of you. This next phase, they call it this. Isn't it amazing how that you had 3 measures and 11, you're going to have the same 3 things in the ground, and you're going to have something that kind of works like leaven. It's going to do something to that seed. This phase is called the respiration. Say respiration. Respiration. You ever heard the respiratory system? Everyone, I want everyone to do this. Go. Now, when your body starts spending a tremendous amount of energy, you're going to be doing a whole lot more of this. You're going to go. That's your body is needing something called oxygen. Oxygen. A man can go without food for a very long time. He can go out with water for a very long time, but you can't go without oxygen for more than 3 minutes. Unless you got some serious lungs. Takes oxygen away and you have nothing. Oxygen is the life. It's the life. This is the respiratory phase of this seed. Once that seed and waters merge and that seed soft shell begins to break, it's ready now. It's going to need a serious amount of energy to break through. That seed is going to start releasing roots and shoots, and it's going to shoot upwards. It's looking to break out now, and it's going to have to expend a serious amount of energy for all that growth. All that growth needs energy. And all that energy is coming from oxygen. And it's going to go through a respiratory phase. When the oxygen gets added to this, it's like a supercharger. It's a powerful supercharger, and what it does, it causes a chain reaction on the inside. And the water, the oxygen, the seed starts exploding. It's like when leaven's added to those measures, it causes that explosion. That's what the oxygen's doing. You can call the oxygen the law or the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now, that's already up in your garden. But that law doesn't get activated until those measures are a certain place. Amen? Once those measures are there, that oxygen starts activating that water, activating that seed, and it starts a chain reaction on the inside, and it forces that energy. And when it does, it begins, and it starts fueling that energy all the way. Now, it's amazing that that seed is commanding and demanding oxygen until it breaks out of the ground. When it breaks out of the ground, it actually shifts and starts producing oxygen. Inside, it's needing the life. Outside, it's delivering the life. Inside, it's pulling. See, if you don't learn to receive, it's not coming out until it comes in. This seed, this word, your promises, they need something. That's why a lot of people in this life walk around with empty promises. Some 30, 40, 50 years, you can walk and walk and walk and walk. You know how many people there are with empty promises? If you have a promise that's unfulfilled, raise your hand in this place. Everybody should have raised their hand. Not many people, a lot of people know a lot about God. Not many people know how to birth their promise. All they know to do is wait. Wait, 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 and wait. How many of you know how to wait? Raise your hand. How many of you like to wait? What are you waiting on? Maybe heaven's waiting on us to understand the mystery of the kingdom. Maybe heaven's waiting on, I need something up in that seed more than just sitting there. I need something added. Your faith needs to receive more than a promise. And it received dunamis power. And it needs the interaction of the oxygen. Say the oxygen. That's the life. Go without oxygen for 3 or 4 minutes and tell me how much life you'll have. Life. I'm going to read it like I wrote it. respiration, the oxygen phase. The law, say the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. Now that law was powerful enough to set you free from spiritual death. But that law is still there, ready to be activated. It was already activated your salvation when you pass from death to life. But it's there to activate promises. It's there to activate your future. It's the oxygen for your promises. The beginning of the germination, listen to this, places tremendous energy demands upon the seed as plant growth processes are full effect. They're in full effect. See, that plant's beginning to grow up out of that seed, and it's needing tremendous energy. And that energy has to come from somewhere. The water has done its part. The seed's doing its part. But oxygen has to be added. And that is something God's going to add to your faith. See, you do your part. God does his part. Once we get our faith in working, we get dunamis working, we get faith working, we get the promises working, God's going to add a supercharger. That is what's going to cause faith to rise. This is where your faith takes on a new dimension. I told on the way over here, I said, if you're full of discouragement and full of heaviness, that is no breeding ground for faith. Faith is alive. Faith is full of joy. Faith has an atmosphere. If you don't have that yet, it's not worked enough yet. There's a breeding ground for faith. People don't understand, well, I'm believing God. You don't understand. Faith will give you, you'll know. Do you know people who walk by faith know before it happens? They know. They get it before it happens. They already have it. Everyone say, I got it. There's enough working in us. I don't need to go add to this. I don't need to go out there and look for it. I don't need somebody out there. I know that what's working on the inside is enough. Say, it's enough. If you believe in the process and believe in what God has done, it's enough. You know what the greatest doubt is ever? You want to know what the greatest doubt? Doubt, he didn't say doubt in your mind. He said doubt not in what? Your heart. He didn't say doubt in your mind. You don't want to walk around a doubt. I doubt. Oh, I cast that doubt down. I cast that down. I cast that doubt down. Well, I cast that doubt down. I mean, you drive yourself crazy acting like that. That's your mind. It's not birthing here. It's birthing here. Doubt not in the heart. You know the greatest doubt ever? Is to circumvent God's process and go do it yourself. Just like Abraham did. Circumvent, bypass, substitute. That's a doubt that has to die. Listen to this. Respiratory oxygen phase. The beginning of germination places tremendous energy demands upon the seed as plant growth processes are in full effect. As a result, very high levels of oxygen are introduced through a process called respiration to accommodate the energy needs for the cell building of the roots and shoots. This is the explosive period of the seed before it breaks ground into manifestation. In this stage, that seed is sucking up oxygen. It's got a great, the more oxygen, it's like a supercharger. The more water, the more oxygen, the greater it grows. It needs it. It's drawing it right out. It's amazing. Once the plant breaks forth ground and no more requires oxygen, it gives oxygen. See, there's a time you're going to receive, and then there's a time God's going to shift it and transform it. See, when that seed transforms, the way it went in is one thing. The way it's coming out, a thousand times greater than itself, 100,000 times greater than itself. It's coming out to give life to the world. Without the interior faith, you're not going to have the exterior faith. Amen? So the components are there. The oxygen's working. The seed's growing. It's exploding. The respiration phase, oxygen, represents the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus, supercharging the word of God and dunamis power on the inside of you, causing it to expand, grow, and explode within. That's the same thing, by the way. It's amazing. He put both of those parables together. That's the exact same thing that happened when the measures were introduced to the leaven. Isn't it amazing? The same things are in the ground where the same things were baking. The woman hid in three measures. What did she hide? Dunamis, the word, and faith. What was in the ground? Dunamis, the word, and faith. The woman hid in leaven. It causes the explosion. Oxygen was hid in, and it caused the explosion. You see, he was trying to tell you, there's a mystery. You don't have to have 15-foot-tall mustard seed faith. You need to have the kind of faith that can receive the components and the understanding of what's happening on the inside. That'll keep you in here. That'll keep you locked in here instead of going out here and looking for the problem. You'll stay locked on the inside. If you don't stay locked here, what's the kingdom of God cometh not? By what? By observation? Ocular evidence? If you're looking out here, you're looking in the wrong place. Until you learn to cultivate your future in here, I'm telling young people, if you guys will learn this, if you will learn to cultivate your future on the inside. Learn how to cultivate the kingdom of God inside you. If you'll learn to cultivate your future here, God will make it 1,000 times greater than you could have ever done out there. That's what he's teaching us. The way it's coming in is going to change. The way it's going out. See, faith receives, but then God does something on the inside. He adds something to your faith. And when it does, it comes out power. It comes out glory. It comes out as manifestation. Glory to God. Now, there's another thing. This is huge. The seed needs good ground. It needs water. It needs oxygen. And it needs temperature. Say temperature. If the temperature's wrong, it's not going to release. That's why you're never going to grow anything in a frozen environment. The ground has to have the proper temperature. Now, we don't, in spiritual, we're spiritual gardeners. We are not gauging temperature by degrees in Fahrenheit or Celsius. We're gauging the temperature of the heart. If you're cold, nothing's going to grow. If there's agitation of your soil, can you imagine every day planting a seed and going agitated? How many of you young people in school, y'all have planted the little beans? Raise your hand. You know what I'm talking about. I know you did, Carson. You did the bean. You know, and every day you're out there looking at it. And how many of you ever dig your finger up in there? And the teacher said, don't dig your finger in there. Let it grow. But you got to go up and agitate and see if there's anything happening. You dig your finger up in there and see if you can see anything going on with that seed. You can't be agitating your garden. You can't allow exterior fingers, demonic fingers, to come agitate your garden. You can't allow exterior circumstance to keep you agitated all the time. You have to have a garden of peace. You have to have a garden of rest. You have to have a garden of righteousness. You have to have a garden of joy. You cannot walk around depressed all your life and think the kingdom's coming out of me. Doom, despair, agony on me. Here comes the kingdom. The kingdom doesn't come out of people like that. The kingdom comes out of people who are alive. You have to have a temperature that's alive. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, he's the one keeping the temperature of your garden properly, keeping it in righteousness, keeping it in peace, keeping it in joy, keeping it in rest. Keeping it in love. Keeping it without offense. Without aught. Without unforgiveness. You cannot have somebody living up in strife. Got a tongue so long. No, I used to say this. Sitting in the living room and licking a spoon in the kitchen. You can't have that. You can't be up in strife all day. There's a certain temperature of your garden that has to be maintained. Without that proper temperature, you can't be cold. Cold people, cold towards God, birth nothing. You ever try to talk to people about the kingdom and they're blank? Some people go to church and they don't have a clue. Well, what's in their Bible? Temperature. The Holy Spirit's going to keep that temperature right. Amen. What's he looking for? The proper ground. But see, the enemy is different than just planting seed. He's going to come after that seed because he knows. Why does he come immediately for it? Why does the Bible says when that seed is sown, when the word is sown, he comes immediately. He comes with persecution. He comes with affliction. He comes with adversity. He comes with the cares of this life, deceitfulness of riches, lust of. He'll come at anything. Why is he coming after it in seed form? Why don't he just come with a chainsaw and cut it down? Because he knows once the law of the Spirit of life has been released upon that seed. Once it's released, it cannot be stopped. It's the agency of God. It's that law that's so powerful it took your dead spirit and raised it from the dead when you were born again. When that law gets introduced to that, and when it starts that process of multiplication, you can't stop it. That's what drives that seed right out of the ground. It drives it straight up and breaks through. How could a seed that big break through soil 100 times greater than itself? It just breaks through it. I mean, some seeds are so powerful, they'll just shoot up through cracks in concrete. It's that life that's driving it. The law of the Spirit of life is driving that thing. The enemy knows it. That's why he comes before that process. So what is all this about? It's about believing for the impossible. See, you think that you got to believe for the impossible. You don't. God's going to do the impossible part. What you have to do is receive the components that create the impossible. Receive the word as a seed. Receive the dunamis creative power. And then prepare and keep your garden until the day oxygen, the law of the Spirit of life, is released upon it. That's what's going to cause it to change. That's what's going to cause it to break out. That's what you're looking for. The answered prayer, see, is the breakout. The answered prayer is what's called post-leaven. Say post-leaven. Post-oxygen. You can't get an answered prayer pre-oxygen, pre-leaven. Do you understand what I just said? It doesn't work that way. Now, I'm not talking about praying for something and then you going to figure out how you're going to work that prayer out. You don't need to pray to God to do something you can do. Did you hear me? If you can do it, just go do it. Why do you need to pray to God to do something you know how to do? You don't need God's help. You can just do it. He might give you some favor. But if we want to know the God of the impossible, we have to understand how he takes what we sow, and he transforms it into the release. Somebody give me an amen. There's another phase. Once that breaks out of the ground, something else happens. Now we're into manifestation. Now we're into demonstration. Now everything changes now. Where the seed was receiving, where the seed was just drawn, it's going to start giving now. Now that thing that was receiving, 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 receiving is going to start giving, 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 giving. It's going to start multiplying, 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 multiplying. Take some seeds, it becomes a tree, and it produces apples. And then it produces them again, and again, and again, and again. But there's also a thing called photosynthesis. I'll close with this. This is an interesting phase. The process of photosynthesis, that plant will actually, with the sun and water and a few other things, produce oxygen. That's where we get a lot of oxygen from, the plant and tree life. It's producing oxygen. Isn't it amazing? When it was in seed form, it was demanding oxygen. Now it's producing it into the atmosphere. That's the way you are. Your faith is going to demand certain things. It has to receive. We're trying to go out and give, and we haven't got the receiving thing done yet. We're trying to get a harvest, and we have no seed working because the enemy stole and he's agitating our garden all the time. We haven't spent enough time here to get something flowing out here. Let me ask you a question. How hard does an apple tree work to produce apples? Can you imagine that tree just striving season after season? Can you imagine it's getting ready for the next season to produce fruit and it's striving? How are we going to produce fruit? How is that red thing going to show up on this tree? I imagine every season, every one of those apple trees starts sweating it out. Do you think they're laboring by the sweat of the brow? They are laboring under spiritual law. Every season, they're automatically, effortlessly going to start producing fruit. That's where God wants to get us. He didn't start there. He started underground. He started in some dirt. He wasn't giving anything. He was receiving. And without those components, that tree would have never come out of the ground. I had a friend of mine, when we had lost our daughter, he gave me a little palm tree in memory of her. And I promise you, that palm tree was about this big. And I had another one already growing, so I planted it in the backyard. Do you know how tall that thing is now? Was that like 10 years ago? That palm tree is probably 20-something foot tall. It is so tall, we can't even get a chainsaw on it no more. I can't even get a ladder on the thing. It's up there. I mean, I'm looking at that palm tree. I'm like, there was a day that that thing started as a seed. It doesn't even work. It's like Carson. It just grows. He doesn't even work to grow. He just grows. I looked at him. I'm like, did you just grow another foot since I blinked my eye? He's 6'3 now. He is as good looking as his daddy too. Praise the Lord. Listen, when you get it right, it becomes natural. When you don't have it right, you're trying to be a tree when you hadn't even come out of the ground yet. And this is what people are trying to do. They're trying to work faith that's going to be very simplistic once they have the things right. They're trying to work faith, but they don't have the tree to work faith from. Work the interior. Let the Holy Spirit add that law, the Spirit of life, and your tree will multiply for the rest of its life. If you'll spend enough time getting this one together inside, God will see to it that that thing produces a lifetime. And I'm not talking about this spiritual thing. It'll produce things for your life. It'll produce blessings for your life. It'll produce things that your education cannot produce for you. It'll produce for you season after season after season. The hard part is getting it in here and keeping it before the devil steals it. Keeping your heart in peace and in rest while things are growing. And understanding the components necessary for this birth. Amen? We have it. It's right there. Work your faith inside every day. Work it. Say, work it. Learn to get in touch with your garden. It's a very real garden. You can hold things in there for your future. You can hold things you want 10 years from now, now. If you know you have needs 5 years from now, start holding it now. Let it grow now so God can put that on your tree. Because God is going to birth a whole lot of trees. And I'm telling you, when we get in fruit phase and fruit just starts growing on our limbs season after season, that fruit's dropping and it's dropping and planting more trees and more trees, there's going to be an increase and a multiplication like no one's ever seen. It's going to be effortless. Say effortless. It's going to flow because it has God's design in it. He doesn't change these things. The way he set it up is still the same way. You can't take somebody over here and say, oh, God just favored them. They may have plugged into something you hadn't plugged into yet. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. Very important. I'm going to close with this. I think the kingdom of God is available to all. It's our Father's good pleasure to give it to us. We're all born, listen to this, with equal rights in the kingdom of God. Different callings, but equal rights to believe our Father. Equal rights to pray to our Father. But you have to understand, it's more than just praying. We know that by now. We have to know what makes this work. Amen? So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the process of your word, for dunamis creative power, for faith that works as the grain of a mustard seed. Father, we thank you the measures are within us. The power, the dunamis, the water is working. Your seed is working. Creative dunamis power is working. Your word is working. Our faith is working. Father, it's working. We thank you for the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe, according to the working of this mighty power when you raise Christ from the dead. We thank you, Father, you do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we ask or think, according to this power that's working in us. Faith is working. Your power is working. Your word is working. The measures are working in us, Father. We present the measures. We present the seed. We present it for the leaven. We present it, Father, to the law of the Spirit of life. What we cannot do, you do. We present the measures for transformation. Father, out of this congregation, the great faith emerge. From the midst of those things that we have carried, let great faith emerge. Let great faith emerge. Great faith break forth, Father. Let this government break forth. Let it break forth to give life to the world. We've been down working that seed, but we're about to come out of the ground and give life to the world, Father. Your life. Your life. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are with us. We thank you that you are with us in all of this we're doing. Cultivating that garden, working that faith within, receiving the measures. Just breathe that atmosphere of heaven in this place. Receive. Receive.